朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
我们再次献上我们的祷告。
Let's pray one more time.
是的，亲爱的主耶稣。
Yes, Lord Jesus.
你爱我们。
You really love us.
你救我们。
You save us.
我们永远离不开你。
We'll never leave you.
当我们打开你的话，
When we open your word,
给我们一颗受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
让我们的耳朵向着你敞开。
So that our ears are open to you.
我们的心也完全归向你。
And our hearts completely come to you.
叫我们今天领受你要我们所听的话。
That we can accept all that you are talking to us.
愿你的灵运行在我们的当中。
May your spirit, work inside us.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我想我们每一个人
，Every one of us
都会犯罪
，have make mistakes.
当我们犯罪之后，我们应当如何的面对神呢
？Once or after we have made, we have committed sins, how do we face it?
首先，当然我们要了解罪的定义。
We need to know what is sin.
Sin, 罪就是违背神。
Sin is to disobey God's commandment.
亚当跟夏娃他们违背了神的命令，吃了不该吃树上的果子。
Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command and eat what they should not have eaten.
罪就在地上滋长。
Sin has then spread.
人与神之间就出了问题。
There's this problem between people and God.
人对于神，神对于人，都失去了信任。
The trust between human beings and God are lost.
所以要恢复这种的关系，就必须要对付罪。
To restore such a relationship, we have to deal with sin.
只有把罪对付了，人与神的关系，人与人的关系才能够真正的和好。
Only after we have dealt with sins, our relationship with God and among each other can be restored.
当然我们今天明白主耶稣基督为我们的罪付出了代价。
Today we realize Jesus Christ has paid the price for us for our sins.
所以我们的罪才能够被天父所赦免。
To the point that our sins can be forgiven.
但是在旧约的时代，他们必须要靠献祭。
In the Old Testament, such, sins can be dealt with only by offering sacrifices.
但那个祭也是象征着将要来到的拯救者。
That sacrifice, signified what's coming, in the Savior.
只是预先的来记上罪的账而已。
It's to pay the price beforehand.
好像我们美圣堂要扩建。
In the case of Mason expansion,
我们已经有100万的现金。
We have $1 million cash in hand.
但我们还缺100万。
We still need another $1 million.
怎么办
？What can we do?
我们向银行贷款。
We can, apply for a loan.
武山银行给我们一个 credit account.
A Fixer Bank gave us a credit account.
那我们要取多少钱就可以取。
How much we want to draw, we can draw from that account.
但将来我们要还清。
We will still need to pay it back.
这个是基于一个 credit 在那里。
This is based on the credit we have.
所以献祭其实就是一个 credit.
to offer a sacrifice is to based on that credit.
那一个 credit, 我们不晓得中文怎么翻 credit. 啊，信用啊，哦 ，OK， 那一个信用就是指的耶稣基督。
That credit is from Jesus Christ.
他成为一切人与神交流的基础。
He formed the foundation for the relationship between human beings and God.
所以献祭其实就是把这个账挂在耶稣的身上。
Offering that sacrifice is to take credit from that account.
因为唯有他才能够替我们付清这个罪的代价。
Only from Jesus Christ can we pay for that price of for the sin.
那我们作为一个犯罪的人怎么办呢？
But for us sinners, what can we do?
今天我们要从大卫的一首诗来学习。
Today we'll learn from Psalm written by David.
诗篇第51篇是诗篇里面七首悔罪诗最有名的一首。
Psalm 51 is one of the seven repentance psalms.
这个诗的诗题啊，在前面他说，大卫与拔示巴同室以后，先知拿单来见他，他作这首诗交与灵长。
David, after he slept in with Bathsheba, prophet Nathan came to see him.
这一个故事是记载在撒母耳记下第11-12 chapters.
This story was also written and recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
那个故事讲到大卫有一天他看到他的一个军官乌利亚的妻子在洗澡。
One day David saw the wife of one of his commanders, Uriah, was taking bath.
他就起了淫念，把他的妻子占为己有。
He had this evil thought to take in his wife.
结果拔示巴怀了孕。
And Bathsheba was pregnant.
大卫就把乌利亚召回来，叫他与妻子同寝。
David, ordered Uriah back and to sleep with his wife.
但是乌利亚不肯。
But Uriah rejected.
大卫只好把他派到最前线与敌人征战打仗。
Then David sent Uriah to the front line to fight.
然后乌利亚就被打死了。
Uriah was killed in the
battle. 大卫就把他的妻子接到王宫里面娶了她。
Then David brought in his wife to the palace to marry her.
这一件事情神非常的愤怒。
This thing caused a great anger in God.
神就差派先知拿单去指责大卫。
God sent prophet Nathan to blame David.
拿单很有智慧，他就向王说了一个故事。
Nathan is wise and he tell a story.
他说有一位富翁朋友来访问他。
He said a rich person came to visit him.
他不舍得宰他自己的羊来招待客人。
But he spared his own lamb to greet the guests.
他却用了他的佃农家里面一个小女孩所养的小羊羔，像自己的孩子一样养大的，把它拉来宰了。
He used the lamb which was brought up by his land helper, that the land helper brought her up like brought the lamb up like his daughter.
大卫听了以后就非常的愤怒，说他应该还这个人四倍，而且他应该被好好的修理。
David was outrageous that he said he should pay back 4 times and be punished.
然后拿单才说，你就是那人。
Then Nathan said, you are the one.
你藐视神，你犯了滔天的大罪。
Because you despise God, you committed great sin.
所以刀剑永远不离开你的家。
So that sword will never depart from your household.
你的嫔妃要在光天之下被人强暴。
your wives would lie with your neighbors.
你在暗中行的事，神却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。
You did this in secret, but God will do this in broad daylight before all Israel.
于是大卫就懊悔，求告神的饶恕。
God regret greatly and seek
Dave,
God's
Dave, not Dave, God regret.
God Dave regret. Regret greatly and ask for forgiveness.
神的惩罚果然临到。
God's punishment.Eventually,
大卫和八十八生的儿子就死了。
The offspring of David and Bathsheba died.
他的女儿也被他的大儿子强暴。
His daughter was violated by his son.
女儿的胞兄亚撒龙就把他的哥哥杀了。
His daughter's husband also killed his son.
Not husband, brother. The third son of David killed the first son. 然后亚撒龙就背叛了他，自立为王。
亚撒龙 he became the king by himself.
所以大卫就不得不出走，离开他的宫殿。
David was ousted and left his palace.
最后亚撒龙他自己被大卫所打败而自被杀而死。
The king was killed by David.
Not king, his son, the third son rebelled David, and then later he got killed. 那我们看这个故事确实在大卫家还了四倍。
And we know that this story tells us really what happened to David, that four times retribution in his house.
大卫在犯罪之后，他就写了这一首悔罪的诗。
After his sin, David wrote this song.
我们来看一看这首诗对我们的启发。
Let's look at this song, and what it teaches us.
首先，大卫求神赦免所犯的罪。
David ask God's forgiveness.
他说神啊，求你按你慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗出净净，并解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。这里我们看到一个认罪的典范。
Here we saw an example how to admit a sin.
首先向神求慈爱怜悯。
First, to ask for God's mercy and love.
不论我们犯任何的罪，就算是向人撒一个谎，或者是取不该取的东西。
Whatever we have offended others, as if we tell a lie or take something we shouldn't take.
终极都是我们在得罪神。
The end result is that we offended God.
因为罪的本身定义就是违背神的圣洁。
Because the sin is defined as offending God's purity.
所以我们必须先来到神面前，求他的怜悯跟赦免。
That's why we need to first come to God and ask for forgiveness.
怜悯的意思就是不把我们该受的加给我们。
Mercy means to give us what we deserve.
我们的神是蛮有慈悲怜悯的神。
God is full of mercy.
他乐意饶恕我们。
He is willing to pardon us.
但是罪的代价必须先付出。
But the price of the sin has to be paid first.
好像大卫他就必须付出四倍犯罪的惩罚。
Like David paid four times what he has committed.
所以他求神来涂抹洗净他的罪。
So he asked God to blot out his sin.
这个涂抹的意思是用在以前的人，他们这个纸是蒲草做的，上面涂上石灰。
The blot out means to the old times they use this to put
the paper
to make the paper
然后用刀把这个写错的字刮掉。
To cover or to cut off the wrong wording.
然后还有他们也用这种泥土做的泥板来写字，就是把这个错的字泥土刮掉。
They also use this way to remove the writing on the muddy template.
Yeah. 所以这一个涂抹的意思就是把错误除掉。
Blot out is to remove.
你们知道我们犯罪神都有一个 supercomputer, 一个记录册。
Whenever we committed any sin, God has a memory.
启示录二十章提到这一个记录册
the recording on this book
从用现代化来讲就是超级超级的电脑
It's like our supercomputers
每一个人你一生所犯的罪都详详细细的被记录下来
Every sins we have committed wasrecorded in detail.
大卫求神把这些的记录抹去。
David asked God to remove all this recording.
神会吗？
Would God do that?
你的罪的记录都已经被记录下来了。
All of your sins were recorded.
你想神他会抹去吗？
Would God be removing those recordings?
Clinton 找了最好的 computer expert 想把这一些罪恶记录都抹去都抹不掉
Hillary Clinton wants to remove all the recording on her computer cannot do that
但是我告诉你神是乐意把我们的罪抹去
But God I'm telling you is willing to remove all our recording.
因为弥迦书第七章十九节说神把我们的罪投入深海中。
Because the book of Micah said God is willing to send our sins into the deep sea.
但那个条件是我们先要对付罪。
On the condition that we have to deal with sin.
大卫说我的罪藏在我面前。
David said, "My sins always before me."
这是一个诚实面对自己罪的态度。
This is an honest attitude in dealing with sins.
很多时候我们口里面认罪，但我们心里面没有真正的服于罪。
Sometimes we admit by say, but not really deal with or admit it in our heart.
好像那一个印第安人的故事，他听了宣道士对他的劝，就把他的斧头去埋在土里面。
When that, the story about the Indians, when he heard about the preach, he buried his hatchets in the dirt.
但是他斧头埋下去，斧柄却露在外面。
But the handle is still outside of the dirt.
因为他想说如果有一天我后悔了我还知道我的斧头藏在哪里。
His thought was to know, at least I know where my hatch is buried.
很多时候我们认罪也是这样的态度。
Sometimes our attitude about sin is just like that.
给自己留下一个将来可以继续来犯罪的把柄。
To keep something, to remain something for the future.
这不是真正的悔罪。
This is not a faithful repentance.
你看这简单的三节经文里面就有五次大卫讲到我的罪。
In the three phrases, we have seen five times about sin.
你既然认罪了我就不指出你的罪来。
If you admit, I'm not going to point it out.
因为我们开始的时候就应当把手机关掉。
We should turn off our cell phones before the.
我们要向神坦诚我们所犯的罪。
We need to openly confess our sins.
第四节第五节，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶。 以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。所谓罪，就是违背了神的命令。
Sin is when we disobey God's commandment.
古代的人他们拜各样的神明，存着一种恐惧的心理。
Ancient times, people worship all kinds of gods because they have fear.
所以当他们收成不好，或者是生育死了孩子，都会以为是得罪了神明。
When they had a bad harvest or lost their children, they think that God is offended.
因为他们没有一个出于神命令的标准。
Because they have no standard how to what God's command is.
好像保罗他在雅典遇到了这样子的一个怪事。
When Paul in Athens encountered such a strange thing.
看他们拜的许多神，居然有一个神位是留给卫士之神，就是不晓得的那位神。
He discovered that many of the gods they worshipped, one of them is said to the unknown god.
其实假神只能够装鬼吓人，却没办法提供一个真正道德的标准。
Because a fake god can only pretend to be holy to scare people.
你若读古兰经，你就知道其中充满了一些的矛盾，还有一些过时的教训。
In the book Quran, there's lots of conflicts in the teaching.
Quran. 这个已经是不争之识。
It's not arguable anymore.
可是大卫他有摩西的律法。
But David has the commandment from Moses.
神给他的子民非常清楚道德的教训。
They gave the people very clear teachings.
所以当人犯罪的时候无话可说，是只有等待神的惩罚。
When people committed crime or sins, there's no other ways but to wait for the punishment.
因为神是公义的，他一定要惩罚报应人的罪。
Because God is full of justice, he will just judge and punish.
我们常说善有善报，恶有恶报，现在不报，时辰未到。
Well, we all know that a good turn deserves another.
这个话不是圣经上的话。
It's not from the Bible.
但是却是世人都以为的真理。
But it's the common sense, common principle.
因为在我们的本能当中，我们都知道有一位公义的主宰。
In our nature, we all know there is such a justice, there is such a
final judgment, 最后的审判。这个就算是不信神的无神论者，他们也相信这句话。
All people, including disbelievers, they all believe such saying.
这证实我们人是有道德性的。
Because we have moral compass.
O.J. Simpson, 他曾经是最有名的足球队员，电视的播报员。
When O.J. Simpson was a famous football player and a TV announcer.
1994年他被告谋杀妻子 Nicole 跟他的男朋友 Goldman.
94, he was charged with killing his wife and Ron Goldman.
我们当中恐怕我看大概有一半都曾经或者没有了啊，现在都走了。大概有三分之一的人，你们在那个时代都见到这一个超世纪的这一个谋杀案。
Maybe a good part of us know heard of trial of century.
两年的官司诉讼当中，最后他无罪开释。
After 2 years of trial, he was set free.
可是他却在民事的诉讼中失败。
In the civil trial, he lost.
全美国，我想几乎多数的人都相信他是有罪。
I believe most people in America believe he was guilty.
十年以后，他因为持枪抢劫被判了33年的徒刑。
10 years after that, he was convicted for armed robbery.
他被判这么严重，主要也是因为很多人都相信他有罪。
He was punished severely because most people believed he was guilty.
但是九年之后，他可以假释。
After 9 years, he's on parole now.
可以，可是我告诉你，神对他的审判还没有结束。
But I can assure you that God's punishment is not done on him.
因为神是公义的神，他一定要对付罪到底。
Because God is righteous and he will deal with this crime to the end.
我们不能讲别人，就说我们自己吧。我们都有犯罪的可能。
Just about each of ourselves,we all have this tendency to commit crime.
大卫说，我在母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
David said, I was sinful when I was conceived by my mother.
当然，这不是指的男女性的关系或者是怀孕是犯罪。
This is not to talk about the sex, or the pregnant.
而是当神赋予人生命的那一刻，人犯罪的可能性就存在。
When we were given the life by God, there is this sin tendency within us.
要不然人罪从哪里来呢？他怎么会犯罪？教育岂不能把一个人教育好吗？
So where is the sin coming from? Is it not by our education? Can education cure that?
啊，你会问说，那为什么神造人不造一个完美不犯罪的人呢？
You may ask why God not creating a perfect people?
这个问题其实跟上帝为什么要容许魔鬼存在是同出一辙的。
It's the same kind of question that why God is letting evil exist.
答案是神从来都不怕不完美。
The answer is that God will never tolerate imperfection.
神的伟大是要在不完美当中制造出完美来。
The greatness of God is to create a perfection from imperfection.
所以我们来到这个世界，我们都是不完美的。
When we come to the world,We are not perfect.
但是神要把我们一个一个的造成像他的儿子耶稣基督一样的完美。
But God can mold each one of us in the image of Jesus Christ.
这才是上帝的伟大。
This is how God is great.
在我们传统的观念中，我们都以为认错是为了平息对方的愤怒。
Our customary thinking is thatTo admit our wrongdoing is to make peace with others.
所以有所有外邦人献祭，其实都是出于这个动机。
All the offerings by countries are for this purpose.
所以我们为神盖一个庙，为神做一件好事，都希望上帝不要惩罚我的罪。
To build a temple.To do things is to avoid such punishment.
但这不是悔罪当有的态度。
But that was not the attitude we should have.
因为悔罪不是要平息上帝的愤怒。
Because repentance is not to make peace with God.
而是要求神来帮助我们改变。
But to seek out to God to help us change.
我们必须先立定心志要改变。
We need to be determined to change.
所以第六节大卫说，你所喜爱的是内里诚实。你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我就干净。求你洗涤我我就比血更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。悔改的起点在于诚实的面对自己的罪。
Change starts with being faithful.
我们必须先承认有罪，才能够被除罪。
We have to admit our sins before being cleansed.
很多时候我们不肯诚实地面对我们自己。
Many times we don't want to be truthful.
在外面上我们好像是认了罪。
On the outside, we seem to be very regretting.
但是我们的内心却不这么的想。
But inside, we don't think that way.
对自己说，哎呀，我不像我老婆那样说的那样坏了。
We tell ourselves we're not as bad as what my wife told me.
我不像那些人他们那样子的不好。
I'm not as bad as those people.
我们对自己说，下一次我就不会再犯同样的罪了。
We tell ourselves that we will not do this again.
或者我们说，我就吃了这一次，下次我能够我叫自己不吃，我就不会吃。
For myself, I only eat once, I will not eat it again.
或者我们对自己说，我只要再买这一双鞋子就够了。
I tell myself, I only going to buy one pair.
所以你看，罪的问题是因为我们不肯诚实地面对自己。
You see, the problem of sin is that we are not facing it faithfully.
我们要改变。
We need to change.
就必须先诚实。
But we need to be truthful.
然后我们要有神的智慧。
Then we need to get God's wisdom.
这个不是懂跟不懂的知识。
It's not about knowing or not knowing.
而是我们在内心有一种引发自己愿意去被改变的那种力量。
It's something arising from the inside to encourage us to change.
换句话说，是真正的相信不能靠自己的努力去改变。
In another word, it's not depending on ourselves to change.
而是愿意降服在神的面前来投靠他。
But to trust completely in God to do it.
这个智慧跟世人所讲的聪明是完全不一样。
This kind of wisdom is totally different from the cleverness we talked about.
因为圣经告诉我们，真正的智慧是与神联合，是倚靠神，所以耶和华才是智慧的开端。
The real wisdom the Bible teaches us is to know God.
我们不靠自己的努力挣扎来对付罪。
We cannot depend on our struggle to deal with sins.
而是完全降服在神的面前，承认我们是软弱的，必须要他来帮助我们。
But to admit our weakness and completely depends on God.
因为只有神才能够除去罪。
Because only God can blot out our sins.
我们对罪我们都不喜欢，但是我们还是一再的犯。
Nobody of us likes sin, but we commit sins continuously.
因为我们不能够真正的除去罪的污染。
Because we cannot remove the pollution of sins.
好像一件已经沾满了油污的衣服，它在污秽的水中再怎么洗也洗不干净的。
Just like a stained clothes cannot be washed clean in the dirty water.
大卫说，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净。
David said, wash me with hyssop so that I can be clean.
这一种草叫做墨角兰，是一种矮的灌木树。
This hyssop is a plant called Do I need to write that? It's a long one.
I don't know either. Syracum. 那这个树，以色列人他们在过逾越节的时候，就用这个树树枝来沾这个羔羊的血，涂在门框门楣上。
In remembering the Passover, Israel people would put blood on the doorframe using the hyssop.
这个是代表着洁净的一种象征。
It represents clean and pure.
大卫意识到他的罪，他不能靠自己去对付。
David realized his sins. He cannot ever deal with it.
所以他只能够靠着神来洁净他。
He realized he needs God to cleanse him.
因为我们晓得逾越节的羔羊是指的耶稣基督。
We know that the lamb of Passover represents Jesus Christ.
所以逾越节对以色列人来讲，那个羔羊的血是一个除罪的记号。
So Passover to Israelites, the lamb blood represents removing the sins.
知道耶稣基督弥赛亚来了，为人的罪死在十字架上，他流出的血才能够真正解除人的罪。
Christ, Lord Jesus, come to the world. His blood shed his blood to clean our sins.
因为公义的神的要求是以无罪的来代替有罪的。
The God of justification would only take the sin,
the unseen,
unseen for the sins.
但是人世间没有一个无罪的人。
In our world, there's not a unseen person.
所以神要无罪的耶稣来到这个世界，为我们人的罪来担待这罪的刑罚。
God sent sinless Jesus Christ to the world to shoulder our sin.
叫我们因着信跟他联合，他就洗去我们一切的罪。
So that we can have this bonding with Jesus so that our sins can be washed away.
这样我们才能够与神和好，重新得回神赐给我们的平安。
This is the only way we can restore our relationship with God and have peace.
因此要改变就是渴望神他的赦免临到自己。
So to change is to allowing God to blot out our sin and forgive us.
所以当大卫逃到旷野去的时候，他渴望能够重新回到耶路撒冷。
When David escaped to the wilderness, he longed to be back to Jerusalem.
他渴望自己能够重新欢乐的来敬拜神。
He longed to hear the joy and the gladness and the worship God.
没有上帝的赦免，不会有心灵的平安。
Without God's forgiveness, there's no peace.
就好像被压伤的骨骼是无法叫人再站立起来。
Like the crushed bones cannot make people stand up.
只有神的圣灵能够帮助我们，让我们得到医治而重新的站立。
Only God's Holy Spirit can heal us and make us stand up again.
神愿意帮助我们，那个条件是我们必须立志来对付罪。
God is willing to help us in the condition that we're determined to deal with it.
赵英秀是一个钢琴的歌手。
英秀赵 is a pianist and singer.
在台湾许多酒店当中他都备受欢迎。
She's very popular in many of the pubs in Taiwan.
他的父亲是一个印尼的华侨，他母亲是原住民。
Her father was a Chinese in Indonesia, and her mother is aboriginal.
他的父母离异之后，他们兄妹四人就跟着父亲居住。
After her parents divorced, and she lived with her sisters.
他的父亲是一个职业的艺人，常常在酒店当中演唱。
Her father was a professional music maker, and always performed in the pubs.
所以他自己就进入了演艺界。
She also got into the performing business.
后来在酒店中认识了一位男子，就结了婚，生了三个女儿。
In the pub, and she met a man and become married and has three daughters.
但是她的丈夫很花心，也不负起家庭的责任。
Her husband always played around, didn't pay too much attention at home.
不但自己有外遇，还不负家里面的经济责任。
Her father had mistress and not paying for the financial support.
所以他又离了婚，然后离婚给他带来很大的痛苦。
She got divorced got lots of sufferings.
每一次喝醉了酒，就抱着女儿大哭，后悔不已。
She would drink, become drunk, and then would cry and regret.
这样她才开始走入教会。
After a while, she went into church.
她很不幸的人生使她跟人起了很多的争辩。
His misery led to many fight and quarrel among people.
但是弟兄姐妹的爱渐渐地融化了他的心。
But brothers, sisters, loved him, loved her, and changed her.
他听牧师的劝告，就开始读圣经。
She followed the teaching of the pastor and started to read the Bible.
他每天早上六点半都起来读经。
She got up 6:30 to read the Bible.
很奇妙的，神就使他内心许多的不满足、不平安都渐渐的消去。
Amazingly, all the distress, the struggle went away after a while.
但他还有一个问题。
She had one thing to deal with.
因为他始终渴望有人爱他、照顾他。
She longs for love and for care.
所以他和一个男子又同居。
She would live with another man.
他开始的时候有很大的理由，他说我要一个人陪伴着我。
Her argument was that I need a companion.
他说我们两个人都是单身，所以我们住在一起有什么不可以？
Because we are single, what's wrong with living together?
但是他的女儿感到很困惑，说妈妈，你去教堂信耶稣，你又上台去弹琴伴奏，怎么你跟别人又同居呢？
Her daughter became very perplexed, and because you goes to the church, but you live together before marriage.
有一天，她读圣经，读到哥林多前书第六章十九节，那你说
，In First Corinthians chapter 6.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。他读了以后，圣灵就大大的感动他。
After reading this Bible verses, the Holy Spirit moved her.
所以他才明白，在婚姻以外的任何性生活都是犯罪，都是羞辱神的。
Now she realized the sexOutside marriage is a dishonor to God.
于是他向神祷告，他说：“神啊，求你帮助我，让我能够结束这个不正常的关系。”
So she started praying to God to stop this bad relation, this unholy relationship.
但是非常的困难，因为经济上的需要跟这个男人住在一起。
But because of financial difficulty, she has to still live with this man.
可是当他有心愿意依靠神悔改的时候，神给他一个很特别的环境。
But once she's really repenting to God, God gave her another
在台北那个居然找不到住的地方，有人愿意 offer 他六个月不付房租，让他能够带着孩子住在那。
That in Taipei, in very hard renting area, she still got a place to live without paying the rent.
就这样，神就带她从那个错误的关系中出来。
God led her out of this bad, this wrong relationship.
以后她在教会的生活中就得与女儿重新建立关系。
In the church and in the life afterwards, she can get good relation, restore that relationship with the children.
她成了一位快乐的单身的母亲。
She became a happy single mom.
每一个真心愿意悔改、立志要改变的人，神都会帮助他们。
Every truthful person willing to repent, God will help them.
神能够使我们被压伤的骨骼重新的健壮起来，叫我们能够站立。
God will make our bones that have been crushed strong again and stand up again.
因为圣灵会做工在我们的心里。
Because the Holy Spirit works inside our heart.
我们一起来念第十到第十二节，请神啊，求你为我 照清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仁得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持。大卫在这里有三个祷告。
David says three prayers here.
首先他求神让他有一个正直的灵。
First, he prayed that to create in me a pure heart.
你知道当人犯罪以后马上就失去了正直的灵。
Because when we sinned, we lost that pure heart.
我们都会为自己的罪辩护。
We all defend, for our sin.
有一位牧师他开车到 downtown 找不到一个停车的地方。
Once a pastor went to downtown but couldn't find a parking spot.
他就在不该停车的地方停了车。
He parked in an unparked place.
然后他留下一张纸条在他的挡风玻璃上写着说，对不起，我是牧师，我不停在这儿就会耽误事情。马太福音六章十二节。
He left a note on the windshield and saying, I'm a pastor, I have to park here, otherwise I cannot, do things. Matthew 12.
他办完了事回来的时候发现挡风玻璃上有一张罚款单。
After that, he, came back to find a ticket on the windshield.
那个罚款单上写着，对不起，我是警察，不开罚单，我会失去工作。马太福音六章十三节。
The ticket says I'm a police officer. If I don't write a ticket, I'll lose my job. Matthew 6.
不懂这个笑话，你回去好好读读主耶稣的祷告，马太福音第六章十二十三节。
If you don't know this joke, just go back and read Matthew chapter 6.
我们都会为自己犯罪找理由。
We all become defensive one to four hour sins.
但重要的是，我们要求主不要离开我们。
But most important, we need to plead that God don't leave us.
因为一犯罪，我们就与神关系中断了。
Because once we sinned, our relationship with God was broken.
但神不见得会离开我们。
They may not necessarily leave us.
只是他让我们感觉到他不在了。
But he will make us feel his presence is gone.
好像你们一岁的孩子在 high chair 上喂他吃东西，他在那里 fussy 不吃的时候，你就走开了。
Your children, 1 year old, when he was sitting on high chair to eat, when he's become fussy, you walk away.
孩子以为父母走了，但是他们还站在那里注意这个孩子的一举一动。
She thinks that the parents are gone, but the parents are still watching.
大卫说，请不要收回你的圣灵。
David said, please don't, remove your, Holy Spirit from me.
因为圣灵是保惠师，他是安慰引导我们的。
The Holy Spirit is the comfort, and He will guide us.
这是圣经当中两次提到圣灵的第二次，没有圣灵是危险的事。
In the Old Testament, there are two places where the Holy Spirit was written.
神是乐意赐下喜乐的神。
God is willing to bless us with the joyful spirit.
因为圣灵是喜乐的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is a spirit of willing.
但只有在我们认罪之后，圣灵才会把喜乐带回到我们里面。
But only after we admit our crime, our sins, Holy Spirit will come in.
当我们看到那一位赵英秀姐妹她做的见证。
When we see Sister Zhao Yingxiu, her testimony.
她在电视上节目当中，她公开的承认自己罪恶的历史。
On TV, she admitted her past and sins.
虽然非常的痛苦，泪流满面，可是她的脸上却充满了喜乐的笑容。
Although she cried all the time, but for the crime, for the sins, she's still joyful.
我建议你们到 Good TV 上看一看啊，这个真情部落格就查啊，真情部落格赵英秀，你就会看到他的故事。
This story is recorded on Good TV channel.
但是他敢向人做见证。
But she is bold to give the testimony before people.
因为他有圣灵在心里面。
Because she has Holy Spirit inside.
神要我们对付罪之后，可以向人传扬基督的救恩。
God gave us the chance to provide witness to other people.
13节到第15节，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。神要我们向人分享我们悔改的见证。
God wants us to testify our salvation to other people.
因为这世上充满了像我们一样犯罪的人。
Because the world is full of people like us.
他们也需要鼓励跟帮助，能够挣扎过走过这一段黑暗的时期。
They all need encouragement and help to tide them through these difficult times.
也许你说赵英秀他的那个情况跟我很差得很远。
Perhaps you're saying, Zhao Yingxiu is quite different from what I'm experiencing.
我也不会上酒家，我也没离过婚。
I won't go drink in the pubs. I have not gone through divorce.
但是在我们的周遭仍然有许多需要帮助的人。
But among us, there are many people who need help.
甚至一些单亲的家庭，他们也需要别人去爱他们。
And those single family parents, they need help.
也许你没有注意到，每一个主日我们有一位姐妹就是聪明姐妹，她都为我们预备台前的鲜花。
Every Sunday service, Sister Zhong would help us with the flowers.
但是前一阵子她得了严重的病，她说我没有办法继续的为大家预备鲜花。
But not long ago, she said she's seriously ill, cannot prepare the flowers.
我以为今天我们没有花了。
I thought there would be no flowers.
但没想到我来的时候看到两株的花。
But here they are, still have two bunches of beautiful flowers.
我希望我们都能够去帮助我们四周需要帮助的人。
I wish all of us would reach out to help people around us.
就是你跟他们分享你怎么样胜过了黑暗，走入了光明。
To share your experience to overcome the darkness and come to light.
大卫是带着一个感恩的心，他要用一生来见证神奇妙的恩典。
David is full of thanksgiving and he wants to testify his whole life.
有人说像这样子的一个人，神怎么还会重用他？犯了这么大的罪，怎么还能够记录在圣经里面呢？
People would say how God still used David after such a great sin.
不要忘记我一开始说神的伟大，他能够使不完全的变成完全。
Remember I mentioned God's greatness is to make imperfection to be perfect.
所以当我们被改变了之后，我们可以去传扬神的救恩，就是我们被改变的故事。
So once we've been changed, we want to go out and testify for this salvation.
最后，我们当以悔罪为祭献给神。
The last one is to repent, offer repents as the offering.
大卫说，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上，凡祭你也不喜悦，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。其实神根本就不在乎我们献什么给他。
God doesn't care exactly what we offer.
主耶稣被邀请到法利赛人家里去吃饭。
When Jesus was invited to a dinner at Pharisee's house,
面对着山珍海味，他却关心在他脚后跟那一个躲在后面的女人。
For all the delicate see a food, he didn't care. He only cared about the lady behind her. Him.
因为那个女人，她为自己的罪忧心，在那里流泪湿了耶稣的脚，又用头发去擦干。
Because that woman was so sorrow about her sin and wet Jesus' feet with her tears.
所以主耶稣对她说，你的罪赦免了。
Jesus told her,
平平安的去吧。
Your sin has been forgiven and live in peace.
神要的是我们有一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
God is asking for our grieved heart.
最好的祭物不是肥牛肚山羊羔，而是一颗肯悔改的心。
The best offering is not a little a bull or a lamb, but our repentance.
好像那一个浪子的父亲，他天天在那里等待着他小儿子的归来。
The story about the prodigal son, the father waited days after day.
一直到那个小儿子他有了一颗痛悔的心，父亲绝不轻看。
Until his young son has a repentance, his father would not despise.
当我在准备这一篇讲章的时候，
When I prepare for this sermon,
我就问自己说，上一次我为自己的罪忧伤痛悔是多久以前？
I asked myself, when was the last time I repented for my sin?
我可以为神非常的劳碌做工，但那不是神所喜悦的。神喜悦的是我有一颗诚实愿意悔改的心。
I might be working hard for God, but What pleasing God is not my work, but my repentance.
求神赦免我们所有的过犯，因为他是满有恩典怜悯的神。
Ask God to forgive our transgressions because he is full of mercy and grace.
第二，我们要向神坦诚我们的罪，并且虚心地接受他给我们的惩罚。
We need to admit our sins openly and accept his punishment as such.
第三，我们要立定心志改变，我们也愿意从头开始，从诚实开始。
We need to be determined to change ourselves and start with truthfulness.
第四，不是依靠自己的努力，而是依靠圣灵在我们里面的工作。
We do this without our own hard work, but to look up to Holy Spirit.
就是顺服圣灵的带领，这样我们才能够得回神赦免的喜乐。
To follow the teaching of Holy Spirit and back the joy, get back the joy of our salvation.
第五，当我们得救之后，我们就应当去做悔改的见证，传扬基督的拯救。
Once we are saved, we need to proclaim the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以神要我们以悔罪为祭献给他。
God wants us to have repentance and offer it to him.
怎么样算是真正的悔罪呢？
What is a real repentance?
怎么样？就是做一到五这五件事。
Is to do the five things listed here.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我承认我是一个罪人。
Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner.
我常常自大骄傲。
Always times I'm very proud.
我把错误归给别人，我的心不谦卑。
I attribute all the fault to others. I'm not humble.
很多时候我也不管别人的感受，我就做我自己认为对的事。
Sometimes I neglect other people's feeling and do what I feel is right.
主啊，求你帮助我，让我改变。
Lord, help me to change.
我也求主帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹，让我们都有悔改的心。
May Lord help each one of us that we have this repentant heart.
因为你向我们要的是一个悔罪的心，做祭物献给你。
Because what you want from us is this repentance offering to you.
求主帮助。
May God help us.
让我们在家中有悔罪的祭坛。
In our families, we also have this altar of repentance.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹， 谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。